listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, July 17th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. You know, as always, I'm very glad to be here.
So glad to have you and so glad to have those joining us live in the chat. We always appreciate seeing you. We appreciate your contributions. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and a peaceful coexistence. Tonight, we are very excited to have a guest with us, and welcome Wendy.
Hey, Dr. Michael. Hi, Dr. Vicki.
Hi,
all
Wendy.
Our friends in the chat.
Long-time listeners knows Wendy White here joining us is our card keeper. And
she sure is.
We just appreciate that because it's something that you just started doing, and you found these incredible trends. And, of course, those are the ICMH Inner Oracle cards that we draw nightly. And I know that you've been tracking for different members of our group that come in. You've been tracking those kind of cards that get pulled and see those trends. So we're very excited to have this discussion with you tonight.
And I'm
Wendy's
happy. I'm excited about it.
I love that, Wendy. You're more of a pattern freak than I am, and I look for patterns too, but you're amazing. So what did you come up with? Yeah, I know you got a few things to share with us.
I do. So I wanted to address why I missed last week, because it's interesting how it sort of ties into the cards. The July 3rd program was about reinvention, and it just so happened that the reinvention card was pulled for me that night. I didn't think much about it at the time because I feel like I'm always in reinvention mode. But that being said, I have felt like for some time now that the universe has been pushing me towards something different. Like it's trying to get me to do what's best for me, because I don't seem to be doing that for myself, maybe. And Dr. Vicki, you said that night that you see me getting another job.
Oh.
And I actually didn't even realize all of this stuff until I sat down this morning and I was listening to the archives from the last 2 weeks. I don't know if y'all noticed, but on the 3rd, I think we were in the middle of cards and I had to jump off because I was just like, I was having like a sugar attack. It wasn't good. And I've just been kind of going through like a lot of medical, like I've been in the ER twice this year, and it's just all kind of due to stress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that that following Saturday, I decided to quit my job. It wasn't an easy decision. I've been there 15 years.
Wow.
But I think I knew deep down for a while now that it was no longer serving me, and it was just in my best interest to move on. So I am now working a part-time job from home while I build my travel agency business, which I'm really excited about. Yeah, where I'm going to specialize in spa retreats that offer holistic healing, you know, and mind, body, and soul wellness.
Wow.
That's very exciting.
I really believe that, like, healing begins with, you know, getting outside and connecting with nature. And I already love meditation, yoga, energy work, herbal and natural remedies, and the health benefits of using healing herbs and spices in cooking, of course. I really want to help people with, you know, healing in a way that I believe works. And I'm not a fan of pharmaceutical drugs and really modern medicine, like, in general. So, and really, I just want more time so that I can focus on that for myself as well.
Congratulations, Wendy. That's awesome.
Thank you.
It takes an enormous amount of courage to, you know, make that leap, to leave something you've known and to start your own path. And, you know, I congratulate you. That's very respectable. Yeah, it's a very noble thing to do.
I appreciate that, because it's, it wasn't an easy decision. And it is scary.
Tell me, Wendy, when that moment that you quit your job and you told your boss, how did that feel?
Sad, I guess, in a way, because I've been there so long, and I've seen our company go through, you know, buyouts a few times, and that's what they're in the middle of now, and that's why it's become so stressful. And I mean, it was only a matter of time anyways, you know, they're already closing a lot of locations. So, I mean, sad, but also angry, but also at the same time freeing. So
when you walked away, when you went home and you had a moment, then how did you feel?
It took me a day or so to feel like, you know, like I was just like all over the place with emotions, but it took me a couple days, and then I started feeling like, yeah, you know, this feels good.
I don't have to walk into the stress bucket anymore.
Right, exactly. Like, every time I would try to, like, my body would want to feel sad about it. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, this is so much better. Just think for a second what you would be doing today, and then you're going to feel better about what you are doing. So, yeah, I'm in a good place now.
I think sometimes it's kind of like a divorce, you know, in memory. Mm-hmm. You know, you like to remember a breakup of some kind, and you want to remember the good things first.
That makes you
want to go back, and then you remember, oh, but look at all the bad stuff.
Right. It is. It's a lot like that.
Yeah.
So I've been through that, too.
So this is a total reinvention of Wendy.
And it feels like it's like ever since the 3rd of July, just things started rolling into place, which I'm going to get into with patterns and stuff. But, in case anybody wants to know, I'll just plug this in right here. The name of my travel agency is Bespoke Spa Retreats.
Put it in the chat, Wendy.
Yeah.
We'll make sure it gets there.
Yeah, absolutely. Spread that around.
I played with names for a while, and because bespoke is, I'm like, I don't know if I like that word, but then I was looking at it, and it comes from Old English dating back to the 16th century, and it comes from the word bespeak, meaning to order or arrange something. And when I think of healing and meditation, I think of Tibetan Buddhism, which was flourishing in the 16th century, and so it all just kind of ties into my travel agency business. So
fancy too. I mean, that's old world bougie. That's some good stuff. I think about the Kingsman. And by the way, I love it. I love the word bespoke. Want a bespoke suit, bespoke cocktail. Gonna have a nice evening. No, I think it's a wonderful name.
Damien is saying in the chat that he knows some really good destinations in your PR. So you'll get lots of sharing, I think.
Cool.
That's very cool.
I've been doing a lot of research, and I've found some amazing places that I would definitely love to go to myself.
Yeah, good for you.
And I'm really excited to share the card patterns with you all tonight. And I would like to go through the patterns of the individuals that we pull cards for, and then go over the overall patterns that will tie everything back together, if that's okay. All right.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to this.
Whenever you guys are ready.
We're ready.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
take the reins, Wendy.
All right, I'm not trying to take over the whole show.
No, it's okay. We'll just have Vicky and Wendy on. I'll just leave. It's fine. No biggie.
We'll let you tell a joke every 5 minutes.
No. Oh, the dogs did not like that. I better stay on.
Okay, so 26 weeks is where for January 3rd to July 3rd. That's 26 weeks, which is halfway through the year. And both of them were on a Wednesday, January 3rd and July 3rd. So there's our first pattern. So let's get right in. Dr. Edward is first. Dr. Edward, let me see here real quick. Is Dr. Edward not with us tonight? Yeah, he is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Hi, Dr. Edward. All right, so most pulled card was a tie between wild card number 4, Unknowable, and number 9, Empowerment. And he had 4 wild cards total. Number 4, Unknowable, twice. Number 7, Hope, and number 8, Freedom. So
that's pretty powerful.
There's a lot of wild cards for 6 months y'all are going to see. Dr. Kevin's next. Hello to Dr. Kevin. Most pulled card was also a tie between number 33, Preference Over Principle, and number 42, Trust and Integrity. And he had 3 wild cards, number 2 and then some, number 7, Hope, and number 9, Blank. So more wild cards. Dr. Zoran, hi Dr. Zoran, had no patterns and 1 wild card, number 4, Unknowable, again. And let's see, where are we next? Okay, so Dr. Zach, is Dr. Zach on with us tonight?
He sure is.
Zach. I'm sorry I missed you live last week, but I did listen to the archives. It's always nice to have you on. Right. I love your energy.
Yeah, and a few things going on. I think we'll all forgive you.
So most pulled card for Dr. Zach was wild card number 4, Unknowable, again. And he had it twice. He had 4 wild cards total. 1 paradox, number 1 paradox, number 4, twice, is Unknowable, and number 6, Entropy. So, are y'all seeing these patterns that I'm talking about here?
Yeah, I'm seeing it.
Hey, Audra, is Audra with us tonight?
She is. Mm-hmm. She signed on.
She did.
Okay, so Audra had a tie for a most pulled card. Number 2, Esteem and Validation, and number 13, Positive Consciousness. And she also had 2 wild cards, number 6, Entropy, and number 8, Freedom.
Well, now, Audra had a lot of things going on this year, including a new job, so that makes sense.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And this one, too, Dr. Jerry. Hi, Dr. Jerry. Most pulled card was a tie between number 9, Empowerment, and wild card number 8, Freedom. And Dr. Jerry had the most wild cards drawn with 5 of them. She had number 4, Unknowable, number 5, Don't Hate, number 9, Blank, and number 8, Freedom. She had twice. And then I know, like, Dr. Cherry's been going through a lot, and I feel like her cards are really talking to her.
Oh, were they ever. Now, for those who don't know, Jerry went through a separation plus cancer treatment. So that was a really big winter and spring for Jerry. So that makes perfect sense, Wendy.
Yes. Okay, moving on to Dr. Jeff. Hello to Dr. Jeff. His most pulled card was wild card number 7, Hope, which was twice in a row on 410 and 424. Gap there was because we had a guest speaker in the week. And he had a total of 4 wild cards. He had number 4, Unknowable, number 7, Hope twice, and number 9, Blank. Blank card. Okay, and Ronaldo, he had no pattern, but he did have a wild card also, number 9, Blank. Anna had a wild card, number 6, Entropy. Demian had no patterns or wild cards. We're getting to you, Demian. Dr. Michael, you had a wild card, number 8, Freedom. And Dr. Vicky had number 5, Law of Control, and number 14, Energy Shift, New Chapter. Is also fitting for Dr. Vicky.
It is so.
And my pattern seems to be doubles. I was playing the doubles game, I guess. I had 2 each of 5 different cards. I had number 6, Boundaries, which I really think the cards were trying to tell me to not compromise my boundaries at work. Because I was, and not me. Number 11, Awareness. Number 17, Reinvention. Number 20, Deliberate Intent. And number 43, Expediency.
Ooh.
I think that was trying to tell me to hurry up and get out of there. And I had 2 wild cards, 5, Don't Hate, and 6, Entropy. The cards that we have not pulled yet in the first 6 months, number 10, number 21, number 30, and number 32.
Which ones are those, Wendy?
Let's find out. What were those again? Michael. I'll look them up in the book.
Number 10.
Let's see. The Indomitable Power of the Human Spirit. So that one's out this year. Nobody gets that.
Number 21 was Insight and Wisdom. Number, I can't see, y'all. It's dark in this room. 30 is Greatness to the Liver, and number 32 was Sympathy and Empathy.
Okay, very interesting. So, a lot of wild card entropies, too. I noticed that.
A lot of wild card Unknowable. So most pulled card in the first 6 months is wild card number 4, Unknowable, and it was pulled 28 times.
Oh, wow.
Holy.
That's a good one. Now, it does seem to be fitting for this year, doesn't it? But, you know, I always love, and just how when you were talking about this change that you made, and by the way, when I referenced Dr. Mike's post, he was talking, giving you props. He was talking about it being a very interesting thing, and one of the first equations he learned in engineering school was one that his professor said would be the most important equation you'll ever know, T over MO, time to move on. And that is an important to recognize when that time is, he says. And he also adds it's a tough decision, and he throws in a congratulations for you. So in very, very true, too. And it just that you were listening and that you had a card, which, again, you know, I don't have any special insight. I really pull the cards, and we hope they make you think. And this one, I'm very happy to know that it was at least part of that journey that was, you know, part of that process of you thinking about that reinvention and when the time was right. But this is an incredible adventure you're on. And I thank you for coming on and talking about this because it's a perfect segue. And it's looking for those patterns, looking for those rhythms of life. And Unknowable. Wow, how many times again?
17. 20, oh, sorry.
28.
28
yeah. times. Like, that so is, like, mathematically. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I interrupted you, I think.
I interrupt her all the time. Don't worry about it. Just push on.
I was just saying that's not even all. That was the individual patterns. I haven't got to the overall pattern yet.
All right.
Yeah, but it's going to tie it all together.
When you think 28 times for one, the unknowable card, like that is a message to all of us, I think, in a way of the unpredictable is happening. Like, we can't necessarily know what we're getting into or what's unfolding. And a lot of the times it's good things. Sometimes not so good things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's this rebirthing that we have to do. Hey, Wendy? And it's all kind of unknowable in January what's going to happen in July.
Very true.
So
I feel like the card's new, though.
Well, yeah, there's some energy. And Michael, you're the vehicle for, you know, bringing that message forward when you pull those cards.
Yeah, okay, I am the vehicle of the universe unto us people. But
well, you're pulling them, and you're directed, instructed, even unconsciously. And Zach Frame, Dr. Zach says the lunar cycle is 28 days.
Nice catch.
You know,
another connection. You know, other my perfunctory, you know, I tend to be, I keep an open mind. It's all very interesting. I won't prescribe to belief or anything like that yet, and try to be a bit, you know, reserved in certain things. But God, it's interesting, isn't it? And it's engaging, and it's very interesting. I love it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Intriguing. Okay, let's move on to overall patterns.
Let's do it.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
So, okay, so I was initially frustrated at the lack of patterns that I was seeing, but, you know, I kept telling myself, trust in the process, and looking at it now, I think it was I who was having the issue, a block, I think. And when I sat down and really felt the cards, it was plain as day. Like, it made me so happy that I actually could, you know, finally see the pattern that it was trying to give me. And, you know, though we may not have had a lot of number patterns in the individual drawing cards, I believe we had a message in the patterns. It just took me looking to see it. So I'm really excited to share with you guys how it played out. So the July 3rd program that I mentioned earlier, with reinvention being the topic, was our end of the first half of the year, and it sort of summed up with a message. So let's take the reinvention card from then and the unknowable card that was our most pulled card to sum up our message. And I would like to read those two cards if I could, if y'all don't mind.
Absolutely.
Please.
So reinvention, we'll do that one first, which is nothing is more powerful or transformative than self-reinvention, resulting in a personal identity foundation shift. Far-reaching and profound, such a personal invention shifts the foundation of your self-concept from external to internal, which in turn is vital to your future success and happiness. Re-examine your core values, ensuring they are healthy. Answer the questions, what do I call a good day, and what else in my life should be reinvented? And then we go into unknowable, which says, there are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable, unforeseen knowledge for well ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and change your world. Change your mind, and what was once unknowable may be knowable. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change. So I think go ahead.
That's a big message.
Hmm.
I think all of us can relate to it at some level.
Yeah.
It seems to be a group message for us about reinvention. I think a lot, if not all of us here in this group, are always learning new things, searching for answers, educating ourselves, and continuously reinventing. And I think we all had a lot going on this year. So my thoughts on what the message is that we are ever evolving and change is okay. And don't be scared. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And it's such a beautiful message that it played out for us.
Wow. It really is.
Thank you for putting it that way, Wendy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I have to remind myself very often, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
And it is. I think that's what it's trying to say. Like, we're ever evolving and changing, and change is okay, and don't be scared because it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the message that it was giving us.
And change is always one of those difficult things. It is a constant, but it is often dreaded, right? Especially if we're in a place of comfort. I think, you were definitely in a time of change. You felt it coming and you acted on it. And that's a difficult thing to do. You know, I felt that come and didn't act on it and wish I had in the past. But change is a scary thing. And I think it's fear, that fear is really the real enemy. Is that FDR quote, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself? It is giving into that anxiety, giving into that fear, that hopelessness. That's the real enemy. And if we remember, it's going to be okay. We're going to make it, and we're always going to give it our best. And we're always going to be that, we're going to be that thing that we want to see in the world, and just to embrace the change, I think, is a great message that you've brought to Titan, Wendy. And I'm very thankful. It is a powerful message. Getting that resonating in the chat as well. A lot of kudos on that. You put it very well, too.
Dr. Mike has said, recognizing and understanding personal patterns can be useful for self-improvement, time management, and achieving personal goals. Boy, that's very, very true. And Dr. Zach has said, if you don't continuously reinvent, you go stale or stagnant, and reinvention is a cure for stagnation. So that's another message. Everybody is saying kudos to you, Wendy, for seeing these things. So it's awesome. Is there any other observation that you made overall and where you are now? Obviously very changed from who you were a few weeks ago. But anything else that you saw in patterns?
No. I think that was everything that I came up with. I did have interesting side note, kind of interesting maybe spirit in my house kind of story to share, though.
Yeah. That's interesting. Let's do it.
Okay, so when was it? A few days ago, maybe a week, I was sitting in the kitchen, and the dogs were kind of roughhousing right there beside me. And they have dog collars, which I don't keep on them, only if, they go outside and because they like to do bad things out there. But so the dog collar remote was on the kitchen counter, and the dog collars were in my bedroom on top of their crates. And we're in the kitchen, and they're, kind of roughhousing, and the collar starts beeping, like as if I was pushing it. Looking at me like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't have it. So I just thought that was weird. Well, then last night I basically got no sleep because Ghost woke me up like all night long, and he was like he first originally woke me up like standing beside the bed, like licking my face. And he doesn't do that. That's not him. That's Ollie. Ollie will climb on top of you and lick you in the face till you get up. But Ghost doesn't do that. So, and I woke up and like, what's wrong? And he was shaking. And I'm like, come on, get up in the bed. But 10 minutes later, he'd be running all over the bed and all over the room. And I'm like, what is going on? And he was like looking around and like, shaking, he was shaking, and he was like running from something to the point where he like jumped behind my head and try to hide behind the pillows. Like, and I'm like, it just went on for hours. Finally, eventually put him out in the kitchen with a blanket. But I was like, okay, this is weird. Like, he was running, like looking up, you know, like at something, and he was shaking and he kept running from whatever it was. It's totally freaking me out. But
that's odd.
It's like, yeah.
How was he this morning?
Fine.
Did you detect any energy shifts?
No, I didn't. Like, I normally, I would feel, you know, I feel like I would feel. I normally, like, feel something, you know, but I didn't feel anything. And, I mean, my house, it's 20 years old, but I'm the first owner of it. I was in it when it was being built, you know, so I know what's going on here and what hasn't. So I don't know where it would even be coming from or why. Like, why would any spirit want to mess with my dog, you know? Like,
well, I mean, dogs are wonderful. If I was a ghost, that's mostly what I'd be doing with my time. But, I mean, that's just me.
I don't think it was playing with him, though. It was scaring him.
Oh, he wasn't. This is true.
Somebody passing through.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was an alien dropped in.
Well, that's enough. That is an excellent possibility.
Yeah.
And just goes to show you, when you don't know, you really don't know.
Damien's asking what land it was built on, your house.
Now, I know about, you know, Indian burial grounds and things like, and all of that kind of thing. But and I can't say, you know, how far back, but there were, you know, I have super tall trees and they had to clear the land to build the houses. So, I mean, I don't know, you know, trees are old. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, life goes back so far, and, you know, there's been so many people that have walked the earth that you really can't know. And what's to say that a spirit entity is trapped in one location? Dr. Vicky, you just said it was passing through, which, you know, sure. And again, you know, wonderful thought experiments, because, again, you know, I love to hope in things. I love to think about things. It's very invigorating, exciting, and fascinating. And I have to think to myself, because, again, I really notice stuff like that. And I also wonder if it's just because I have a house full of animals and any noise or anything that happens just could be one of them doing
That's
something.
Nice. You can always just blame it on the dog.
Exactly. And if, you know, they're getting, there's never, you know, there's so many of them around that if one of them's getting, you know, reacting to something, then the other ones are going to go seeing what it is, and they'll start playing, or they'll start doing whatever, and they'll just start ignoring the ghost. And I guess since they don't get any attention, they just move on or something. I don't know, but it's interesting how animals are often reported. In fact, Dr. Zach threw it in there. He loves how sensitive animals are to that kind of thing, and it's always been an interesting thing. You know, you see the cat playing with the ghosts or things like that. Dr. Zach could also point out in chat that found in his personal experience, spirits interact with technology and electronics much easier than other things. I think, you know, brings to mind, it's on the tip of my tongue. With the ghost recordings, you can hear them on the tape. It's been a movie. They do it in the shows all the time. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's killing me. EVP or something like that. Dr. Vicky, can you help me out?
I'm not sure where you're going with this, Mike.
When you record empty air and then you play it back and you hear voices.
Yeah. MVP, yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, anyway, that kind of thing, technology is, when he made that comment, that's what came to mind, is that type of activity. But it is interesting. And
EVP, Dr. Mike just said, EVP.
Thank you, Dr. Mike, appreciate that. Yeah, EVP, I thought I was right, but it just didn't have that right feel to it at the time.
The friend I went to visit a couple of weeks ago was there for 4 days. She has one of those small little white, I call them pocket dogs, you know, the Shih Tzu cross or whatever it is. But he's really old. But this dog is very sensitive, and so is my friend. She has spirits around her all the time, and she does amazing healing work. But her dog will suddenly look up at the air and watch something and sit there and cock its head. She goes, oh, what do you see? You know, Bailey, what do you see? Because then my friend says, I don't see what he's seeing. And usually I see things and feel them. And she said, I don't feel it. which is weird, but he's seeing something. And the same thing will happen if they go to bed, you know, at night. He lays down in his bed beside hers. And sometimes he'll kind of wake up, sit up in his little bed, and look around the room. Oh, somebody's here. Hey, Bailey. So I think animals have a higher sensitivity than we do. And it depends how our minds are occupied as well, you know, where our consciousness. But I think Ghost was seeing a ghost or something, but likely just passing through. And I think that the fact that their dog collar thing went off earlier on its own is kind of an affirmation of that, you know, kind mm-hmm. of it's tied together.
I mean, I rather, you know, I don't want my dog to be scared. So, you know, if you want to mess with somebody, mess with me, you know, like leave my dog alone.
Do you find that I want that? But, you know.
Do a little smudge of sage and say, excuse me, you're not welcome here.
There you go. And
I mean, but you never know. Like, I don't want to just chase away some, you know, someone that, you know, I don't know, maybe Ghost just afraid because it's unknown to him, you know, but sure. It might not be.
You want to protect your dog. You say, look, you're bugging the dog. You know, thanks for visiting, but you got to go because my dog doesn't like you.
You're right. I mean, it's no different than if it was a person, a human in the house. So.
Yeah. So, I treat it the same way. And furthermore, I'm sure you've had other spirits around and didn't bug the ghost at all.
Yeah.
You know,
because I've seen him, like, just sitting, like, stare at a corner, like, up, you know, like, just staring at the corner of the wall. I'm like, okay, I don't know who's visiting us now, but.
You see, and he wasn't afraid then.
No, he wasn't. But this time he was. Or baby was shaking so bad.
Yeah, well, it's just one of those things where you say, excuse me. Well, I use other language as well. get out. You're scaring my dog. You got to go. But yeah, thanks for the visit.
You're right. Yeah.
I'm the boss of my house. It's when people get, frightened. It's the fear that the energy feeds on.
Sure.
But if you go to a place of no fear, like, come on, really? You know, go away.
Yeah. Same thing with living things.
Scared. I was mad because I was tired.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. You know, when you have a bully in real life, if they can't get a reaction, they get bored and they move on.
But if he's fine today, I think it was just somebody passing through.
Yeah. And you know, have you ever had any interactions where a ghost didn't seem afraid but was engaged?
Yeah, that's what she just explained.
Yeah.
Well, but you were saying that he acted afraid and that you were not liking that for your dog. I was going to say, have there been any situation where he wasn't afraid but more playful?
Yeah, I was saying there's been other times before where he's just like, you know, he'll sit and he'll just stare up at the like corner of the wall like for a while, and it doesn't seem to scare him, but I'm just like, who's talking to you right now?
Yeah.
And sometimes I think, you know, maybe it would have, you know, when he's doing that, like maybe it's my mom who passed away.
It's a nice mom.
Because she loved animals. She had, I mean, she lived in a condo and she had ducks and squirrels, but you know.
Yeah.
She loved animals, but so, you know, and she would have loved ghosts. She would have loved him. But so, you know, I was kind of thinking about that. It's never bothered him before.
So I don't know.
Going on last night.
Yeah, I missed it a bit. I was catching up on some chat and I came back and I must have missed it. But no, it is interesting how animals react. And you know, Dr. Zach put in about Damien put in animals are very sensitive to the electromagnetic field too. Mm-hmm. I always wonder how things from the other plane might impact that. Again, just pure thought experiment.
Cars.
Well, and Dr. Zach said it too, you know, birds migrate and they pick up on the magnetic poles.
Yeah,
and he thinks that we're capable of being sensitive to that, but we're so inundated with noise and distractions, we haven't really learned how to listen or get into that part of ourselves. And I totally agree with that. You know, we're having multiple, you know, brain things going on in our reality that. And you said it yourself, when you get into nature, Wendy, you hear differently, you know?
Right.
If we can be calm,
You know, it's funny that if you're in online communities or if you're ever in an online discussion, usually arguments, one thing that will be said often is an insult to somebody who's obviously online too much and is too much in the, you know, like Twitter or whatever social media. So they don't know the real world. You'll say, go touch grass. It means, you know, get out of your house, go out and see the real world and touch grass and experience nature for a change. It's really good advice for an insult.
It's true.
It's necessary.
Mm-hmm. One thing I know, see, I live in the Okanagan, BC, the most beautiful place in Canada. And I have to remind myself when I'm out and about to look up at the mountains, look up at the hills, look down at the water and breathe because it's so beautiful. But when you're in your life, you know, narrow vision, mm-hmm. you drive here, drive there, you look at the street and the roads and you forget to look up, you know, notice the trees, notice the hills, like, that's where life is,
mm-hmm.
and watch the birds. And so it's just that reminding ourselves, check in, not out.
Yes, very true. Very true.
I agree. And like for me, like, I don't know. Every time I'm around anything electronic, I usually break it. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, it goes haywire, whatever. And so I think I just don't do well with like electronics at all. And like, you know, my headset's been, you know, working fine all week and I get on here and then when I have issues, you know, but well, like
that's just Murphy's Law. You can blame the Irish for that, not electronics.
Right.
But
the minute that I get out in nature, and I think that's why I crave it so much, is like, because I have to get away from all the electronic like devices and like everything, because it's just like, I think it has an effect on me, like internally.
I have changed some of my own habits. In the morning when I get up, I go to the balcony and I look at the sky with my coffee. I don't look at my phone. I don't go to the computer. And I've made a conscious point to not wake up to technology.
Well, that's no fun.
I have emergency settings on my cell phone, you know, if something happens to one of the people in the family, the call will come through. There's been no call come through, so we're all well and fine. And there's nothing to know about. I want to emerge to myself, remember my dreams, and, you know, just check in. No technology.
I'm the same way. I like to usually try to get up and do a few things before I have to let the dogs out. And I will go and get my coffee and try to go stand out back. The sun comes up out back and it's all wooded, so it's really nice. And then I will come in and do a meditation out there, but usually inside because it's like 90 degrees and 100% humidity right now. But I don't pick up my phone for probably a good hour. Like, you know, yeah. That's just, I don't even stay on it. So I don't, you know, I'm the same way. I need nature to get me started in the morning.
Really interesting. Dr. Edward has said in the chat, he knew a gentleman who made digital watches burst open.
That's
fascinating. I can't wear a watch. They burn out. Batteries burn out. And I quit many years ago. And I have a similar thing, you guys all know, with clocks. They all go wonky in my house. And every now and again, I have to go, you know, set all the timers properly again. But I'm with you in electronics. It's just been that way. It's your frequency, Wendy.
Mm. It's on fry method.
Last time was...
I love clocks. Like, I love pendulum clocks especially. And I have watches, but not like digital watches. I still have the one, like, on the side, like, hand-faced watches because I love them so much.
Oh, that's great.
I always love
this has been a great conversation. I'm fascinated by all the wild cards coming up, which are separate from the suits. You know, wild cards, you know... It's like the major arcana in the tarot references more of that, in my world anyway, the spiritual elements. The minor arcana is more fundamental life elements. So to me, I see the same thing with the wild cards in the inner oracle self-discovery cards. It's, there's a message, messages, you know, the higher realm messages, and it fit perfectly for, you know, what I think everyone has gone through this year and what you've observed, Wendy.
I agree. And just, I was looking at chat and, Dr. Zach, I totally agree. Like grounding, get your feet in the grass. Like, and I try to do that as much as possible too, and get out and, you know, just get in my garden and get your hands in the dirt. And that is, it just feels so good. I feel like it's just so good for your soul.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So you were not in that hurricane, we understand.
Which hurricane?
It hit Houston last week. You're in Louisiana, is that right?
Yeah. I'm about an hour and a half north of New Orleans.
Okay. Oh, so that's okay. Pretty good distance away, too. So yeah, it was hitting the Houston area.
Wasn't any big rain where you were?
Nothing. No. You know, I'm telling you, we will have hurricane 1, 2, okay? And we have worse summer storms than those hurricane one or two. Summer storms here, like yesterday, was horrible. Absolutely horrible. Today, too. I was like, it better be gone by 7 o'clock.
Yeah. It's the same here. Yeah. You know, I don't pay attention to hurricane news terribly much unless I see people like squirming for gas and bottled water, then I don't know if something's up. But I mean, you have new people to the area who've never been through something. They'll get a little panicked about a category 1 or 2 blowing by, and it's nothing. Mm-hmm. It is. You're absolutely right when you said that, because it's nothing. But,
storms are worse. In fact, my very first hurricane, I grew up in California. I spent 13 years in Colorado, and then I moved here. And the next year was Hurricane Katrina. That was my first hurricane.
Wow.
I got broken.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's welcome, you know. Hurricane, I think that was a year after Charlie hit this area and just devastated my town here. So it was all very clustered together. There was Charlie, Katrina, like Ivan, a bunch of them around that little nook. Yeah. But, you know, and weather, a wonderful change agent. You know, we were joking about some of the smaller storms, but those big ones, they change your life. They force reinvention. And another good reminder that we don't have control over every facet of things that are around us. Change is going to come. We won't be able to control all of it, but we focus on our skills. We focus on the things that we learn here, the things we learn from each other, the things we learn in the world through our constant education. We use these life skills to prepare us for these unknowables that come at us. And we know that we're prepared for whatever comes down the road.
Mm. It's going to be very interesting. At the end of the year, I'll do an annual overview of the tarot. And we'll compare our notes, Wendy. Because I think likened to the first half of this year, will continue to be the second half of this year. I think it's that kind of year.
I'm looking forward to it being positive.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Well, it's certainly, I mean, look, not to get into politics, everybody, but there's so many things at so many levels going on for people, particularly throughout North America and particularly the U.S., but we have it in Canada as well. You know, and all those undercurrents of shifts and changes, and mm-hmm. I think the psychographic changing, and what that really means is the psychology. I was talking to my daughters the other day about this, that people's psychology is changing. You know, when I took psychology ever so many years ago, you look for the patterns of the society, and of course it's largely cultural based, right? And learned behaviors, environmental, and now it's kind of this mishmash. And where is the conjoined pattern, you know, to live in? And I don't see one. I see a lot of individualism and And yeah, I'll even go so far as to say righteousness of people. Mm-hmm. And it's not localized to a small group. It's the individuals. Everybody thinks they're right.
And, you know,
in an opinion or a belief system. And I just say, wow, you know, there's it's just a lot of that going on. So I think in the sociology, it's hard to predict.
Humanity is hard to predict.
Sorry, Wendy?
I said I've seen, like, you know, working with the public, you know, I've seen a lot of entitlement going on. Seems to be the thing lately.
This is true.
Yeah.
My argument's always been we're, you know, relatively speaking, I know we still have people that struggle, myself included at times, but we're very affluent people. We, relatively speaking, to our direct ancestors and to many places in the world, we have a very easy, and I think people have become entitled to a certain lifestyle, a certain way of being. And I think also that, you know, this, a lot of the change we're seeing is reverting back to like a pre-World War II kind of society that we had. Because everything that we're seeing now, we've seen before tons of times. The righteousness, oh my God, the Crusades.
Yeah.
Or even the nationalism of the late 19th, early 20th centuries. You know, the holier than thou, you know, the Serbs looking at the Austrians and what did they do to us and getting all, you know, serious. story that's happened many times before and will happen many times again.
Dr. Micah said it's what he calls the "what have you done for me" attitude. Mm-hmm. And,
right.
And Damien said straight up, Dr. Mike.
Yeah. So,
yes.
It absolutely nails it. And I think this is where in our community here, yes, we are looking out for ourselves. You know, you kind of have to. But we all know what it is to be in a sharing,
we do,
good, safe place. And we all, you know, as Dr. Kelly would say, that pay it forward. You know, we all have that ingrained in us,
mm-hmm,
to give where we can, when we can, lend a hand, give a benefit of a doubt, although that's really hard sometimes because I'm not sure that everything coming out of people's mouths is true.
Well, no, I mean, within reason, but hard to do, good thing to do. Go on, sorry, go on.
No, but it's just, you know, we want to stay in who we are. And I think that's mostly what you have done, Wendy, for yourself. And I got to say it again, congratulations. I can relate to what it takes to say, no, I'm not doing this anymore. You know,
enough is enough.
That's, mm-hmm, that's enough. And then throw yourself to the wilds of the world and say,
right,
I have no idea what, yep, I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I mean, I have bills, you know, I had to jump right into like just finding something. But and then, you know, the travel agency thing came across and I was like, that's it. That's what I want to do. I can make a difference that way.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
And well, I'm also at a pivotal point in my life. So over the next few weeks, hopefully I'll have some better things to report. So not only do I have to move and find a place to live, but I just, of course, learned recently that the job I've been doing at the hospital is now on a temporary hold.
Oof.
They're not putting any casuals in. So no work, no place to live. And had lunch with my daughters today, and I said, I can't look for a job today. I can't. I've got enough on my plate. I can manage through the summer, and I'll figure it out later. Mm-hmm. So, just figure it out.
That's what we do in life, right? But again, you know, especially you, Dr. Vicky, the skills to tackle the situation head on, and it's not going to be easy. I mean,
you know, one of the things I've seen these double, triple numbers all the time, every day, and sometimes six, seven times a day, people. So I go to, you know, the angel numbers thing on computer. Okay, what is the 444 again? Oh, okay, take a breath, you know, your higher powers, blah, blah, you know. And it's a little affirmation that I think we all need. I'm certainly needing it at moments, saying, that's enough now, calm down. Okay, and it's just, I'm segueing through this, you know, rite of passage. And especially being older, it does change when you're older, folks. It does. because there's a mortality thing that goes with it. And do you still have the same, you know, drive and passion? And, you know, I love what I do. But so my happy place, I'm on my second novel. My first novel is with my editor because I'm writing a trilogy. So I have found a happy place. When I need to, I shut the whole world out, go to the computer, and the stories just get downloaded. And I go, oh, I wonder what's going to happen next. I don't know what's going to happen next. And so you got to find a happy place. And I think that's what you've done too, Wendy. You found a happy place. You went Zen for a minute and said, hey, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, I think I will feel better because I'm you know, allowing the universe to just come through me and help me do what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. Good. Been an awesome hour.
It has.
We didn't pull cards. I wondered if we'd have enough time because sometimes we just need to have a good conversation.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So good stuff. Good stuff. And Wendy, thank you again. I love these patterns. And again, thank you so much for volunteering and, you know, just taking it upon yourself to track these patterns, because they have benefited, I think, all of us in being able to kind of see these patterns
really
and make us think.
I really love it. I mean, and it's so nice when you know, because throughout the year when you're just like looking and you're keeping track and stuff, unless it takes me like sitting down and going through everything to sort of let the messages come through and see all of the patterns come together, you know? So, and I get really excited about it. I do. It sounds dorky, but I do.
So we're going to write the name of your company in the chat. It's Bestow.
Bestow.
Let's see. B, I got it. B.
S-T-O-W.
I got it. Re.
Okay. Yeah, bespoke.
Sorry.
Yeah, tailored
spa retreats. Okay, because
very fancy.
I have a friend of mine, actually, who has a whole network of friends. She's on one of those retreats right now in Nova Scotia, and I'll put her in touch with you. You have a website up?
It's in the making. It's almost complete. My son, he works for the news station and he does all kinds of really cool stuff. He's a graphic designer. He's like all this stuff. So he's working on my website because I did it and I was like, well, it's not quite right how I want it. And so he's going to kind of take it over and kind of finish it up and polish it for me.
Well, that's good. When you're ready, I will pass this on. When her husband passed away a year ago, she inherited a little bit of money. And so she's early retired and traveling. And
I got to tell you, I have some really nice places. I mean, places I want to go.
Yeah.
and it's going to be international. So, I mean, it's going to be, you know, really cool places all over the world. So that I've looked at.
Fabulous. Wendy, thank you so much again. And all the best. I know we're going to, you know, see you in the chat next week and appreciate what you do. But all the best. We're going to send you tons of wonderful energy, you know, for your new business and adventures.
I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on. I love coming on here with you guys.
Well, that's lucky because we love having you.
Oh, yay.
No, it works out having a great conversation. You know, I think we've been lucky with guests lately. You, Dr. Zach, others. That we've had a few this year, haven't we? Dr. Rick, we had. Have we had Dr. Mike on yet this year?
We have, and we need him on again. Yes, we have, and we need him on again.
Yes.
Well, we're going. Yeah, well, that's very true. We need him on again. So, you know, arm twisting there, but it's.
Arm twisting.
I'm looking forward to the next rest of this year, the next 6 months, a little bit less than actually, and I think we're going to have some great topics, some great discussions. And, you know, we just appreciate you guys. It's been fantastic. Kind of growing together, building this kind of little community of ours. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. Just want to say another heartfelt thank you to you, Wendy, our card keeper, and to our group here, this community of curious individuals who are just trying to figure out the big questions of life.
Hey, Mike. Michael, Dr. Mike has said why. Why would we have him on? Because he's this fountain of knowledge and observing the world.
We're either going to talk about, you know, UFPs, maybe some marine biology, some whales, some different stuff, or the adventures. Hey, maybe what are you working on in retirement? You know, what length of grass do you keep in your lawn? We're going to go over all these hard-hitting questions. But
look, I spilled it. You can spill it, Dr. Mike.
But that'll be good stuff. But we're going to figure it out for guests coming up. We're going to schedule some stuff, and it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. But it is that time of the night. So, Dr. Vicky, any last thoughts before we sign off?
You know what I'm going to say. Don't let them push you around out there, folks.
Darn tootin'. Wendy, how about you? Any thoughts to leave us off with tonight?
Y'all stay safe out there. Be good.
Yeah. Also, wonderful advice. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here. We look forward to seeing you next week. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Bye.